Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, what are we chatting about today?
Well, I thought we could have a bit of a chat about Rose Street, which is this little street. Mm. You might know it. There's a remnant of it there still today in Sydney, in the inner city. But it was a little laneway that ran between... now I'm totally forgetting the street, but runs parallel to... Martin Place and King Street, and it was at Pitt Street, ran between sort of Pitt and what's called Lees Court. So it's a little street.
I can picture the area.
And now it is sort of truncated and it slams into the MLC building, the Harry Seidler big MLC building that was built in the 1970s. But... for much of the early 20th century, Rose Street was quite an interesting little shopping precinct.
Ooh.
And was our own little, I guess, in the 1950s and 60s, this sort of slice of continental Europe just waiting for all of our delectation here in Sydney.
How lovely.
Which was really lovely. And, excuse me, Rose Street has a real... presence in Sydneysiders' memories. It was a site of some really interesting shops, including there were some really lovely female boutiques for with dresses and things imported from France and so on, and also quite a famous hat maker, Henriette Lamotte, was there. But there was also art gallery, and there was a bookstore, and this was a place where you could sort of get books that were banned and so on. And it also had a bit of a lending library as well, because this is only at a time when municipal libraries are really getting off the ground in the 1950s. So in the early 20th century, there were a lot of sort of private lending libraries.
I did not know that at all.
Yeah. I mean, we take for granted now.
Yeah, I do, really.
Our municipal council library, but actually they're quite a recent phenomena. So it had this real mix. It also had the Lincoln Coffee Lounge, and that was one of the sites that or places that some of the Sydney Push used to hang out. So they used to hang out in some pubs around Sydney in the 1950s and 60s, but the Lincoln Coffee Lounge was another place where they used to go, drink coffee, play chess, read poetry, you know, this sort of thing.
Sounds like a little slice of Paris. It sounds very Parisian.
It was. And it also hosted interior designers who were bringing in the latest sort of modernist design. So Marion Hallbest was there.
Mm.
And there was, a range of different designers there. So it became this real mix. And they were all fairly small shops with big windows. And there was sort of a real sort of push, you know, an interest in sort of going along and window shopping and sort of hanging out in this little precinct.
It's kind of a destination zone as
it
much
was
as anything
a little,
else.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it all kind of changed when the Hotel Australia was demolished and the MLC building was built in the 1970s. And so Rose Street is now just this tiny sliver of a street that is a pedestrian way, and people sort of go up to the MLC building and stuff through it. But there are one or two little cafes, so you can get a tiny glimpse. And it, I mean, when you think about it in terms of, it was really important in Sydney after in the post-war period. I don't know, for listeners who might have gone and seen Ladies in Black, there's this, which is a musical based on a book of the same name, and it's set in Sydney in the 1950s, and it's about a girl who takes a summer job working at Goods, which was the equivalent, you know, it was the fictional David Jones kind of thing of Sydney, and she gets to meet all these people, and it's a coming out story for her. But she meets some immigrants who've come to Sydney, so she meets some continentals, and then one of the other girls falls in love and with a continental. And there's a great song in this musical, Ladies in Black, called "I Kissed a Continental," and it just really captures this sort of otherness of the European immigrant who came to Sydney and really transformed our understanding of the world and our cultural and social mores. And Rose Street, to some extent, was a little slice of that right in the heart of Sydney.
I imagine a desperately needed slice at the time. And interestingly, we spoke about that book on Tuesday as part of our Tuesday Book Club.
Did you?
It's a nice little random happenstance.
Yeah, and it's a great book. If you haven't read it, honestly.
It's part of the New Australian Classics collection from Text Publishing.
It's great.
Now, you're doing a talk about Demolish Sydney, aren't you?
Yes. So I'm going to be at the Museum of Sydney on Sunday for Sydney Living Museums, talking a bit about Rose Street, but more about the broader context. So I'll be on a panel with Brian Fitzgerald, who'll be talking about Rose Street, and also Sarah Barnes, who'll be talking a bit about the Hotel Australia and a sort of digital projection project she did around that.
Can we still get in and see that?
Now, tickets are apparently a very hot item, but I understand there are a few tickets left, yes.
All right, fantastic. Where can people track those down?
So if you go to Sydney Living Museums, you'll be able to hop onto the events and you'll see it there.
Wonderful stuff. Dr. Lisa Murray from Dictionary of Sydney, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.